Okay, we're continuing in this shmooz about Hashem's love for us in the month of Elul. And we are on page Ches, on the right-hand side, in the second paragraph. We're beginning a question, why is it that Jewish people do everything in Elul in a better way? We do everything the best way possible when a whole year long we don't do this. And the question is this really being honest with Hashem? Is it not, in fact, we're playing a game with God because we know we don't really live that way the whole year? And then we talked about how tzaddikim, right, how in their generations, all the balabatim, all the lay people would close their businesses during the month of Elul. And we ended off with the last thing, that even the simple Jews understood that in the month of Elul, a person has to leave all the vanities of the time and be prepared to be involved only in Avodas Hashem. So that's what we're continuing in the second paragraph. B'doras HaKodmim, in the earlier generations, HaYoser Motzui HaMinug Lazov L'Gamri Es HaBayis B'Me'el. It was a most often found custom for a man to leave his house totally in the month of Elul. Called Tzibur V'Tzibur L'Fi'en Yano, every congregation according to what their needs are. Nasu L'Yeshivas L'Tzadikim L'Meiron. They would travel either to the yeshivas, or they go to great Hasidic Rebbes, or they'd go to Meiron, or other places. My mother of blessed memory recalls that on the Yomim Tovim, that her father would go to see the Ger Rebbe, for example, and would be away for Yontif. Okay, everything depends on the times in which we're living in. Ubiyameinu Elu, and in these days, Eitzel Ruba de Ruba Ainz Rasa Shemitenu. And nowadays, in the majority of cases, this is not the Rasna Shem anymore. We don't live in those times anymore where the men just go away. Hamochas Vakochas Chaloshim, the minds and the strengths are very weak. The abilities are weak. And we need to be at home. Because this is an interpersonal issue now. Okay, there's other issues. You know, can the family take it? But outside of the family issue, though, but certainly during our days of Elul, the pathway is that all our conduct should be on a higher level. And now he just comes back to the question that he left with. This appears to be a big game. All year long, we act the way we act. And El Tishrei, the conduct is totally different. So what gives over here? The answer is as follows. Mitzadikim Shirotzon Avinush, and this is talked at length with the Tzadikim. And they basically say Shirotzon Avinush Shemaim, that the will of our Father in heaven, Shinachsir Kesedar Latzmen, we have to review constantly over to ourselves. And we have to review this point. They call Yachid the Yachid Murkov Ba'ifin Kloli Mishne Chalokim. That each and every individual in a general way is combined with two parts. And it's not one thing. Yesh bos chelek haneshama shugavoh mi'al gavoha chelek eloka mi'mal. Person has a spiritual part, his soul, which is very, very high and very, very holy. Yesh bos emadregas b'lishir v'sof mamish ad kisei kavod. The different levels of soul that are infinite and it goes all the way to the throne of glory. And that is one aspect of us. Virak chelek koton mislabesh beguf shalonu, and only a little bit of our soul is enclosed within the body. Virov chelken eshamehim lomal lomal, and most aspects of the soul are higher and beyond us. Vaneshama shalonu boer keseder belishir v'sof bishtoikakus azov etzima on lahashem yisbarach. And our soul burns regularly in an infinite way with a strong yearning and a thirsting for God. As we look in the verses, many verses discuss many different types of language of this desire and this yearning for example, all different psukim from David HaMelech, Samalacha Nafshi, my soul thirsts for you, Kamali Besori, my flesh pines for you, Keretz Ayefel Chasela, Mikse Eretz Elecha Ekrav, Eilishamas, different types of Lashainis that are used by David HaMelech, different expressions to show how much the soul is yearning for Hashem. Ki be'emes ha'neshama shalonu mishtoi kekes v'roitze ma'oi lasos ritzon avinu shor shamayim b'chol ha'pratim shal machshov v'divur ma'isa. And the truth is, the soul, our soul is yearning and wants very much to do the will of Hashem in every single detail, whether it be in thought, speech, or action. However, v'aguf roitze hefech mitzah, but the body wants the opposite. Body is lazy, it's made from the earth, the earth doesn't want to go anywhere, doesn't want to do anything. Vayetzer mefate, and our Yetzer Hara seduces us. Kamosha Balatanya Marach Bazem Odas, the Balatanya explains this in great detail. Shalonargish ki Adam Yeshbush Nechalokim. The Yetzer does not want us to feel we have two parts. Elanachshav ki Akol Echad. He wants us to think we're just one thing. Vaz Yesh Bechina Shudi Margish Lomazanochi. When that happens, then you have this category of a Jew who feels like, you know, what am I for? What am I all about? I'm nothing special. Come on, Eitzel Rivka Avinu, like Rivka, Pam Halechach, Pam Kach. Once she went this way, when she went that way, when she said the statement of Lama Zanochi when she was pregnant, and the baby would kick when she went by a shul and when she went by a church. So she said, you know, so what I have to live for? If I've no rhyme or reason. Eilaviyorek, ups and downs. Vibachinas, like this attribute of Yalu Shemaim, Yorid Tomos, we go up to the heaven and then down to the depths. Pamayim Malach, Pamayim Galach. It's a rhyme. Sometimes he acts like a Malach, and sometimes he acts like a Galach. A Galach is a priest. There is, you know, you have the same day, Kamamashu the biggest mitzvah, and then the biggest Aveira. Right. This comes from the primary powers of the Yetzer Hara, to seduce and conceal from the person the truth. In other words, the Yetzer Hara is saying, listen, you're one guy and you're a Meshuganer. You know, and that's basically what you are. You're one Meshuganer. That, you know, you come here to class and you learn and you daven. And then during the day, you know, you might do things that are a little bit different than that, far away from what we learned in the morning. So, you know, you're just one, you know, just let it all hang out, do as you please kind of guy, and you're really, you know, not all there, so to speak. And that's what the HR wants you to, and then you say, well, you know, if I'm really such a schmo, so why should I be such a hypocrite, and why should I daven, why should I learn, better just have fun. And that's how the Yetzer Hara entraps us, so to speak. And the tzaddikim, gilu v'hirishu elamos b'zeh, they revealed and they cried out asunder, saying, "Sheyehudi eino davar echad." A Jew is not one thing. Elahu murkav mibeis chalakim, but is combined from two distinct parts. Ha'ikar shalanu hu aneshama. The main part of us is the soul. She kaben lavinish b'shmaim, which is like a son to our Father in heaven. And it wants to fulfill the will of Hashem totally. And that is the primary part of us. As it says in the Sefer Zohar, that the neshama has more compassion to his Father in heaven more so than for his own self. As our rabbis have revealed to us, in our davening on Yom Kippur, we say it's revealed to us, Hashem, and it's from Chazal Gemara as well, that Hashem, you know we want to do your will. Our will is to do your will, but who holds us back? The yeast in the dough, the Yetzer Hara. And Rak Avinash Rishman Yudeus, and only Hashem really knows to what depths this is true. Aflo Shum Malach Vesarf, and no angel can really know how true this statement is. Only our Father in Heaven knows the awesome essence within each and every Jew. Ech nishmaso boeres mamish lasos ritzon avinu shbashmayim bishlemus. How our soul is literally burning to do the will of Hashem totally. Rak shelo maisa, but in reality, bepoil, when it comes to action, kasha lahotzi haratzon hazeh lepoel. It's hard to bring out this desire into an actual reality. Yesh yeser, yesh guf, yesh sharnun. We've got the Yetzirah, we've got the body. We've got certain spiritually negative aspects within ourselves. Okay. Sheinim anichim asano lohotzi haratzonos lepoel, that don't allow us to bring those desires to fruition. And especially in our weak generation, as our rabbis have discussed this. We're on another page, Tess. So that is really the tension that exists for every Jew, that the truth is our neshamas really want to do everything for Hashem, and we've got, and that is the main part of who and what we are. But our bodies and our Yetzirah seem to project a larger than life image than they should be projecting, and it gets us confused who we are. And that's how the Yetzirah works. That's how he works. Right? You wonder how come you could do amazingly big acts of tzidkus and then the same day do the worst of error. You know, and why is that so? And you begin to say, well, if I'm really this kind of guy who does worse of errors, that's probably who I am. Because I can only be one person. So am I this way or that way? Finished. Decide. And to me, it seems I'm not such a, you know, we're meant to enjoy this physical world. And that's what I relate to more. And that's what, and it doesn't hurt once in a while to you can carry your Judaism as a feather in your cap. And that's how the Yetzer wants us to operate. But the Tzaddikim say that's not so. We're really a neshama. Primarily, we, our greatest, heart is our neshama, and we have a body that's meant to listen to the neshama. And if we don't let it happen that way, then the body can play all kinds of tricks with us. So, page test. Avinu shebashamayim nosen lanu matana nifla me'od me'od b'yom elu. Our Father in heaven gives us a tremendous gift during these days. Rakodesh baruch hu mashpia lanu b'chodesh elu tishrei efsharus yoser b'kalas otzi makoyach levolas ritzonu shalom shalonu. That Hashem gives us a divine giving and an influence and an energy, that in the month of Elul and Tishrei we have the possibility much easier to bring out into reality our deepest wishes. Avinu shebashamayim mashpia shefa miyuchad le'Elul. Hashem brings down a tremendous influence in the month of Elul. V'al derech mashal, unless for an example, you can give a parable. K'mo she'osim li'yaladim miftza shavua o'shavayim. We give children a project for a week or for a couple weeks. Right? You tell a kid, oh, we're going to start a new project. We're going to start a brachos project. We're going to start a this project, that project, whatever. Kalechel of Higilo Matzova Yachol Litkufa Kitzar Lisnai Karaui. That every kid, according to his age and his situation, we can give him for a certain short period of time a project to behave properly. Lashon Hara campaign, whatever. Zela Shefa Shel Elul Tishrei. This is the divine gift of Elul and Tishrei. V'yomim Elul Kadosh Baruch Hu Nosen Lanu Matanu Miyuchedes Shebetkufa Zeh Efshel Lahotzi Haratzonos Shelanu Sheborim Banu Lahotzi Min HaKoyach LaHapoel V'zeh Mikarei Avoda. During these days, Hashem gives us a unique gift that during this period of time, it's possible to bring out our truest desires that are burning within ourselves and make them real. And this is the primary service that we have. And not to think, God forbid, that to act frumer on these days is the opposite of the truth. But that is the real truth. One of the 13 attributes of mercy is truth. Ha'emes he. She called Yelad, called Bacher, called Avrech, called Yehudi, Rotzvah, called Libov, called Navshul, Amalei, Ritzon, Avinash, Mashmai, Mishlemus. The truth is that every young little child, every adolescent, every young married person, every Jew wants with all his heart and all his soul to fulfill the will of his Father in heaven completely. V'lo yemei ha'elo v'tishahem ha'shpil. And it's not that the month of Elul and Tishrei is the game, is the joke we play. Ela adrab lahepach be'el v'tishrei anu megalim shekol hashana ha'isnagus shalanu he spiel. But rather, through the true actions of El and Tishrei, when we act the way that we really do want to act, we begin to realize that the spiel, that the game is the rest of the year. We're playing games a whole year long with ourselves. And at least to be honest and real with ourselves, perhaps for this precious month of Elul and Tishrei. Kol hashanu masha asinu zeh lo anachnu. A whole year long, what we do is not really us. Zeh lo masha anachnu rotzu is not what we really want. And zeh hayesod harishon shel anila dodi. This is the first fundamental point. Remember, he said there's 3 points to anila dodi v'dodi li. And one of those points, the first fundamental point, is that yesh lanu havsharus legalus emes lamita. We have the ability to reveal the real truth. V'chol hanhaga shelanu, in every action that we do, b'machshava dibur amaisa, with thought, speech, and action. Ani ledodi, I am to my beloved. Ani meyuchad ledodi b'li shum cheshek v'rotzan acher. I am designated to my beloved without any other desires. Rak ledodi, just to my beloved. Ani rotzer rak es dodi, I only want my beloved. Rak es avisha b'shamayim, only my Father in heaven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen lanu koach l'sale kol ha-kisuyim v'amenius v'arelus. Hashem gives us the power to remove all the coverings, the things that hold us back, the constraints, the walls, everything that conceals this true desire. Hashem gives us the strength to remove them. Right? That's the power of this month, to be honest with ourselves. And to come to terms that a whole year long we're a bunch of phonies. And only this month is it possible for us to be real. And if we don't take advantage, then we spend a whole year being a bunch of phonies. And then Yom Kippur becomes a real joke. Because there's nothing real to Yom Kippur. A whole year long, you act like a bum. And this year, and now you act like a bum. Okay, so how seriously do you take the whole Yom Kippur process? And that's why you have the month of El. If you have the month of El, and you rise to the occasion during the month of El, and you reveal who you truly are, and you feel this closeness to Hashem, then you're in a strong position to reflect back on the last 11 months and to truly regret those last 11 months and say, you know, how did I fall into that trap again with the Yetzer Hara? Okay, that's really what the first fundamental point is. Yes, sir. First question in this of this week. Go ahead.
If somebody's a behemoth for 11 months or 10 months of the year, then I would suggest that's who they really are and not when all of a sudden parents come over for dinner, so everything is perfect. That's not what the real situation
is.
That's exactly. So I'd say if you're like that for 10 or 11 months, that's who you really are.
Okay, so that's exactly what the tzaddikim are saying is not true. They're saying is not true. Because a lot has to do with the environment you're put in. Klal Yisrael for many, many years in Egypt acted like idol worshippers. And the HR was trying to tell them, that's who you really are. That's what the Malachim say. These are idol worshippers. Hashem said, listen, if we take them out of this environment and put them in a good, healthy environment, then you'll see who they really are. Environment is very important. We live in an environment wherever you look, you're told you're a body. And you're only a body. Wherever you go all day long, all you have, it's like brainwashing. If you take a person and brainwash him, that's not who he really is. He's been brainwashed. We live in the society when you walk out the door, you're just totally hit with everything screaming at you that you're a bum. So now when you're in such an environment where you breathe the airway that says you're a bum and you're a lowlife, and any person you read about in the news is a lowlife, and every time you turn in the newspaper, they're telling you that this congressman did all kinds of improprieties in bathrooms with other people.
Senator,
also a bunch of whatever, right? Every day long, and these are the leaders. And this is what you hear, and all the, and we're just being bombarded by that. So you know, just because you've been put in that environment, that's not who you are. Get out of that environment. And the analogy to the husband and wife who fight all day long, and then the parents come, that's just a show, and they know it's a show. Here, when you're going to Mount Avella, you say, you know, I'm closing the store, and I'm gonna allow myself to get back to reality, and to get out of this, and get away from this. It's the husband and wife who are fighting all day long, and then they say, you know, we're going to go on a vacation for 2 weeks. So when the husband and wife don't get along, the good guidance counselor gets and tries to realize, is there really love in this relationship? And if the guidance counselor says they really never loved each other, then they'll say, it's time to get divorced. But if the guidance counselor says, listen, you know, I know you guys really do love each other, because you told me years ago when you met, and your feelings and the things that you did and this and that. But I've been noticing last few years you guys have got yourself in a terrible vicious cycle. Your job has overwhelmed you in the last couple of years. Both of your jobs have overwhelmed you, and you've been spinning off into careers. But that's not really what you want. What you really want is what you had long ago. So let's try to get rid of some of these things. Let's try to change those negative environmental factors that are destroying you. And then when you had kids, you never really had proper training, what it means to have kids, etc., etc., etc. And you had meddling in-laws, and you were caught in between. And all these factors. And then he could suggest, you know what, let's try a new course. Let's get rid of certain factors that are playing strongly. And let's start moving into the behaving the way that you once did. And then it's possible. See, here's the point. It's possible just because you were behaving a certain way for a long period of time, that doesn't mean to say that's who you really are. And if we can change certain factors and you can get back on track to behaving in a way you used to behave, then you're going to see big differences and the real person is going to come out. The fact that for 11 months we act a certain way just shows you how strong the Yetzer Hara is. If we can get you away from work for 2 weeks, and we could take you to Eretz Yisrael, and we could submerge you in a yeshiva for 2 weeks, and you're going to say, you know, I've never been so happy in my life. That's the real you. That is the real you. And the challenge is, you know, all year long is, you know, and of course we know we're not, but so when you come back to reality, you're going to change a little bit. No. Change back to your environment. And ultimately, people have to make choices to maybe change that environment. But that's just because, you know, you get thrown back into a bad environment, but that's not who you are. That's just the environment. Now, strong people can rise above the environment. And if we're not strong, we can't rise above the environment. But at least we know who we are. And even if a husband and wife fight a lot, but if they can sincerely say, you know, but now we're going to be good to each other because we really do love each other, you know. So then there's always hope that, you know, one day they will totally get back. And what will happen when they retire? And when they retire, then he's not working. And he doesn't have the stress of work. You know, or they can learn to really change. And that's the real hope, is even in the false environment, they can see through that false environment. That's what Elul is supposed to teach you. If we really have time, Hashem has rachmonis on us, because he knows we don't even have a proper Elul. Elul won't start till this year for most Jews, till the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, when everybody's back from vacation. And we'll hear the rabbi say the first words 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, which will be woefully unprepared for Rosh Hashanah. Okay? But if you have a proper Elul, then you can say, you know what, I realize that past is, that's just environment stuff, and let's get rid of it. And if I have to go through certain things, but I'm going to realize that that's not who and what I really am. And you make changes. You know, and that's the whole point, is from this healthy place of Elul, if we could have a healthy place of Elul, and people made changes. They made changes. You don't make all the changes in 1 year, but you slowly make certain changes. And there are people who have changed in their lives. If that wasn't true, we wouldn't see any Bali Tshuva. You know, people who said, I'm always going to eat treif. And you see, they don't eat treif anymore. How do you explain that? Because the real person came out. All you have to do is bring out the real. Yeah, we may come back. We're going to come back as better people. If we have a proper Elul now. Again, without a proper Elul, then you're going to be fooling, you're going to be living a lie your whole life. And that's the saddest part. It comes to Yom HaDin after 120 years. Hashem shows you the lie you lived your whole life and the spiel you played. And that's why you're full of regret. That's why you're full of regret. So you can create, as we say, Yom Kippur is ideal track conditions. You have ideal track conditions. When there are ideal track conditions, you're able to live the way you're meant to live. You know, certain players, you know, you have a good football player, right? So when can you see, you know, and you come to the big game, and when can you see those good football players totally be neutralized in a good game? When the weather's terrible. You have a great quarterback, Mamish. Peyton Manning can throw beautiful, like Mamish, better than everybody else. And all of a sudden you get a rainstorm. They're playing in a rainstorm. He can't even grip the football. So now he's neutralized. And now the lousy quarterback maybe can run a little better in rain. And you have historically, you have these great upsets when the weather is terrible and the great quarterback's neutralized. So unfortunately, the whole year, this Golus. The Golus is the 11 months, the star quarterback that we are is playing in the slop. And you're fumbling even at what you get from the center. You're fumbling the snap, and you can't even play. Does that mean you're not a good quarterback? Does that mean you're a great quarterback? If the weather would be a little better, all right. So now comes El. The weather's nice. You're able to play the way you normally can play. See, if you can talk a daven the way you're supposed to daven and do misses, where you're supposed to, then you say, you know what? I forgot that that's what I really am. Forgot all about that. Right? I thought I was this schmo or whatever. Now I realize that I really like to daven. I really like to learn. I really like doing the rutzen of Hashem. This is what I really enjoy more than anything else. Right? That's why you know we try to take people on these trips to Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully they could be under ideal track conditions, you know, for a couple of weeks, and then they come back different people. Even if they go back to being what they were, but once you've gotten a picture of what you are, then you know that's what you are. You know that's what you are. You can't deny that you felt that way and you lived that way, and now at least you have a vision of, you know what, now I understand what I am. And I never enjoyed myself more. Nebuch, I have to go back to work. Nebuch, I'm stuck in this thing. But you have what to dream for, what to hope for. And that's the possibility. That's the only way a person can have any change in life. Right? Just because you do something a lot of times doesn't mean that's what you are. It can tell you how strong the Yetzer Hara is. It can tell you how strong the Yetzer Hara is. Yeah, listen, we have people in our community who want to be religious and their spouses don't let them and they don't live religious. Is that who they are? Oh, they have a big Yetzer Hara. God gave them a big Yetzer Hara called a loving spouse who's making them choose between one and the other. How are you going to live? Doesn't mean that's who they are. And if their spouse would not be around, you'd see who they were and what they are. You know, so now the Yetzer Hara is worse than any of these spouses that we have to deal with. The Yetzer Hara's mom is a nagging wife, right? And tells us how much we love our bodies and how much we love our physical things, etc., etc. But that doesn't mean who and what you are. Not in the slightest. And that's why Elul teaches us, no, we really are this. And Nebuch, we're so weak that only once a year or for 1 month a year can really be the kind of person that we are. But if you really have such an Elul, then the next year is going to be different. It's not going to change entirely, but you'll make one step. And every year you make a step here, a step there, a step here, a step there. And you move ahead and you make changes in your life. There is the emes. Person's in jail. He doesn't act the way he normally acts. Get him out of jail. We're all in jail. That's all. All you're expressing, Shelley, is how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. And you find these people can be for years they act a certain way. But if you can show them something different, and they can really see, no, this is who and what I am, then although you may not have the strength to change it back. But you know what? But at least you lived for 1 month as a proper Jew. But it's impossible that it doesn't make changes. It does make changes. It has to make changes if you really see it. And if it doesn't make a change the first, maybe not second, but it's bound to sooner or later make changes in the person. And that can happen if we totally, and this is the month to be able to feel it. But we're down to like 11 days before Rosh Hashanah. We let the whole month go by already. It's like it's kafarlich. And the HR is working very hard to keep us very busy, even with simchas. Right? Even with simchas keeping us busy. Right? You have to learn to minimize how much time you spend on the simcha and how much time you got to get back to Avodas Hashem. Right? And you know, everybody wants party to be late. Let's party all night. Last night. So you know what? I have to learn Torah tomorrow morning. You can't say, can't come tomorrow. Well, I have an excuse. I have an excuse. I had a simcha, so I don't have to come to davening and say, what kind of excuse is that? Then that's not what the simcha was for. Yeah. You know, and there are some people who, you know, they come by, they hear, they come by invited or not invited. You know, they come by the party, they're not here this morning. It's Torah knows is that we're such good people. The only way I can get them to not come to shul the next day is to give them a simcha. Because they at least know they're doing a mitzvah. You have to know the simcha ends. No, they want to stay all night. I said, listen, it's 11:30. I got to go home. I'm really sorry. I love you guys, but it's hell. You know, it's and you got to do what you got to do. Right? So that's and it takes a lot of strength. And you're right, Shelley. It is that argument of the answer is so. I don't know which one turned off. I don't know. It's so persuasive. That that's the whole point. It's telling you you're just one thing. That's what you are. You're really just a body with a little bit of a soul in there. But the truth of the matter is, he's telling us, no, we are able to really realize the neshama that's in ourselves. And when you get a good glimpse of the ratzon of what Hashem really wants from us and what we really want to do what Hashem wants, is then you know that's the truth. And then when you come back to the other world, you realize this is the phony world. If you can at least live for the next 11 months, say, this is Narishkeit. But, you know, I'm too into it for me to change, to get out of it that quickly. Right? Adavant Hashem. Hashem should change my situation in life, and he should help me get out of this lie. Yeah, that's what they have. That's, you know, that's why you don't just leave Rosh Yom Kippur. You go into Sukkos, all these things, and we have to create. That's why the halacha was built in such a way for us to keep that inertia going, right? To keep us going, to keep enjoying this for a good long while before we have to come back into the winter, into the cold clutches of the Yetzer Hara again to be able to fight him. But that's who we really are, and to believe that. Okay, let's continue. Yadua Masha Musker Maria Kodesh. It is well known what is mentioned by the Holy Ari, Shabiyam Ma'elu Nogim Harbe Mekilis Yisrael, Loimer HaMizmor L'Dovid Hashem Ori. The Arizal brings us down that it's customary to say the capital of L'Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, V'Musugol L'Hashpi Aleinu Rachmim V'Chasad M'Gulim. And it's a good charm to be the vehicle to bestow upon us this great mercy and kindness to be revealed. By saying this capital. Now, so what are we, it's not just saying it though, right? You just don't get anything by saying. You gotta feel it, you gotta understand. So at least one line in this capital, we should, have kavone in. So, echad advarm shadavid amelach aimer sham bishlichus kol klai. So one of the things that David Amelach said as a messenger for the whole Jewish people. Ha-pasik is the verse, acha sha'alti me'es Hashem. Shifti v'veis Hashem kol yimei. One thing I ask from you, Hashem, the only thing I really want from you is that I should be able to sit in your home all the days of my life. Right? That's all I really, really want from you. So again, that's an example of what the emes is. The emes is that. The emes is that's all a yid really wants. V'av shadvarm yidurim, even though this is well known, v'kasim mislil shesharim she'ikar hu lachzor sadvarim shbelishir v'sof, but the mislil shesharim writes, the person has to review the truths forever. You know, it's interesting. We're waiting in the airport in the LaGuardia Airport. So there, we didn't want to miss the flight coming back as we missed the flight going in. So we made sure to be there ganz early. Didn't want to take two flights instead of one flight. So we're sitting there. So we're about an hour before the flight. So we're sitting, and so you hear these recorded announcements. You know, like federal. Aviation suggests that if anybody asks you, a stranger asks you to hold a package and walks away or this and that, you know, report this immediately to blah 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 blah. So you hear it once, and then 10 minutes later you hear it again. You know, by the fourth time my wife's saying, don't you think they got the message already? You know what I mean? Like, okay, we have, you know. So like every 10 minutes, like, mom, if you're really listening to it, it can drive you nuts. So why are they doing it? I said, I'll tell you. Probably human nature is such that no matter how often you hear it, you forget about it. And I bet you, you know, let's say you got this guy in his Bluetooth talking to himself, right? It's that's another limud for another time. So, or he's reading a thing, he's working on a computer, and a guy bumps in, hey, can you just hold this for me for a minute, Mac? And walks up. The guy will just, he's so into what he's, he'll forget. Right? So obvious. What are you going to pick up a stranger's package for, right? So, but what happens? I'm sorry. We hear it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. You keep on hearing it, you know what? The message will get in. You gotta keep hearing it. And talk it to new. So then I heard it enough times. Then when a stranger comes, oh, I'm waiting for you. I've been hearing this all day long. So I'm waiting to hear, to say no. Didn't you hear the message? So that's what Moshe Sherm's saying. You know, and that's why he's saying, although this is well known, right? But he's saying, lahamik b'hem, to go deeper in it. Ach ha-sha'alti me'is Hashem. There's only one thing I ask from Hashem. Is a Jew able to say that he only wants one thing from Hashem? To just sit with Hashem? Is that the truth? Elokein b'yes. That is the truth. Dovra Melch's not a liar. Right? And the truth is, a Yid only wants one thing, is to be close to Hashem. The soul itself senses and feels that that's the only thing it really wants. Right? You know, you can. There is all kinds of injections you can put into people to force them to do things they don't normally want to do. Right? Right? You can do that. So when they capture people, that's what they do. Right? They give them truth serums, this, that. The guy doesn't want to tell secrets of the army, you know, but they can force them. See, HR has lots of those things to inject us with all day long. But the emes is, you know, I don't want that. And in Elul, you have the opportunity, you know, especially in Yom Kippur, but in Elul, you have a greater strength to push away that Yetzirah and say, stop with the Narishkeit already. You're driving me crazy. I don't want to listen to you this month. Right? And then the real truth comes out. And that's what you have to think about during this prayer twice a day. Acha shalta mesha. Say it. We learned many times already, you know, saying brings you to believing. So if you'd say it and feel it and think about it, then, you know, it'll bring down all kinds of kindnesses. Hashem says, that's what you really want. I can make it easier for you. You know, that, you got to remember, you know, it's not dodi li vani ledodi. That's not the order. My beloved is to me and I am to my beloved. That's the biggest problem we have with relationships. Everyone's waiting for the dodi to come forth and then I'll respond. It's anila dodi. I am to my beloved. I have to show my beloved how much I love him. Then the dodi leave. Then Hashem will say, once you give me a little, then I'll show you. Once you give me a little love and you give me a little commitment, then I'll show you. I'll show you how much strength you have. And you're going to see the love for me. And we know this in every relationship when you know, the relationship is not so good. So one spouse says, okay, I'm going to make an effort. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to be the first one to make the effort. Right? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Hashem, you return us and then we'll come back. Hashem says, no, I want you to come to me. It's like an argument, so to speak. Who should come first? And we're saying, listen, make it easy. You come first. And Hashem's saying, no, but that won't be emes. It won't be sincere. I need you first. Not that I need it, but you gotta come first. If you come first, that shows some sincerity, then you'll see what I'll give you. Right? So that's what he's saying. So it's gotta be anila dodi first. That's the key. And when it's anila dodi, then vidodi li. And also you say this pasuk and you say, that's what my real rutzen is, what I should really want. Okay, and then Hashem will bestow us with circumstances that will make it easier for us to do this. V'bircha sim shalom. Another example. Who's the last bracha Shmon Esrei? Anu Omrim, what do we say? Barcheinu avinu kulanu biyor panecha. Our Father, bless us all with the radiance of your face, the light of your face. Siyum Shmon Esrei. This is the last bracha. There's a concept when you write a document, in that the whole document writes all the details, and on the last line, you kind of give one summary of the whole document. That's the way, I guess, legally, you know, and this is the end, this is the conclusion of, and it briefly reviews the whole document in one line. So we've been davening Shmon Esrei, we've been davening 17, 18 brachas, we're coming to the end. The end is, so to speak, the main point of the whole Shmon Esrei. That last bracha has incorporated all the brachas. V'bracha Shmon Esrei, bikashnu al gashmias, bikashnu al ruchnias. In the brachas of Shmon Esrei, we ask for physical things, we ask for spiritual things, we ask for all kinds of things. Right? Aval anakuda, what's the bottom line? Hayesod shechol tefillah. Now he comes, and the main point, the last line of the document, and the main point is, who? Barchenu avinu kolanu ke'echad b'yor panecha. Bless us all with what? With your divine radiating face. Anu ein lanu elor panecha. All we really want is you. That's all. Could you show yourself a little bit more to us so we could appreciate that you're there, please? It's very hard. This Yetzirah tells me that the real world is the other 11 months of the year. So Hashem, maybe you can help me and shine a little light on me just a little bit more. So it maybe be a little easier for me to realize the truth. That's what we're saying, as our rabbis tell us. Anu lo rotzim shum dover rak or panach. We don't want anything except your illuminating countenance. Kol atachlo shel kol habakashos lanu. The fact that we ask for so many things, the fact that I ask for parnas and I ask for good health, and we ask that my business should go well, and all these things. But what's it really for? It's really for one thing, that I should be able to come close to you. Lo rotzim v'lo mizbakshim kum. Really don't want anything. Ela acha shaltimeis Hashem. I only ask for one thing from you, Hashem, which is what. And zem isgala biyom elah shel chodesh elul v'tishrei. This is revealed to us in the month of Elul, in the month of Tishrei. And that's what David HaMelech says. This is one more paragraph. Omer lanu. He says in Tehillim. He says lecha amar li bi. Bikshu panai, as panecha Hashem avakesh. So my heart says to me on your behalf, Hashem. In other words, my heart is speaking that which I know you want me to say, which is what bikshu panai, seek out my face. So you know what, Hashem, that's what I'm seeking out. That's the simple meaning of David HaMelech. My initial, right? Maybe it's not so simple. After you hear the real pshat, you think that is the simple pshat. So echad me pirusha rishonim. One of the Rishonim explained this pasuk to mean lecha amar libi. What does it mean, lecha amar libi? On your behalf, my heart says, halev sheli ayma libi shlichus Hashem yisparach. My heart says to me, through the agency of Hashem, as being the messenger of Hashem, lecha amar libi, to you, on your behalf, my heart says, what? Ma avinu shebashamayim rotzim mitanu. What does Hashem really want from us? Is what? What's God telling me to say? Bikshu panai. Seek out my face. And that's what my heart is telling me on behalf of Hashem. For us, and then on Utsokim, we take a scream out and say, Es Ponech Hashem Avakesh, your face I'm seeking out. And the pasuk goes on, Al Tasa Ponech Mimeni, don't hide your face from me. So David HaMelech is saying on behalf of every Yid that really my heart is calling out what Hashem really wants, so I'll call it out. In the month of Elul and Tishrei, it is revealed. Ki ein on a rosh and shugar. We really don't want anything else. Ve'enan tzricha muma. We don't need anything. Rak l'tachlis ech. We only need one thing. Ach hashalti meis Hashem. I ask for you one thing. V'zeh mavil al rayin. This is astounding to the mind. Kishem amikim said, when you really dwell on this deeply, as it's brought down from the Noam Agadim and other tzaddikim, he says, and we'll conclude with this. B'chol pam shiudim ispal v'omer midivri dav ha-melech. Every time a Jew says davening and says words of David HaMelech. David HaMelech ba umeir lo sheyargish v'yichyas ha'emes shalach ha'sha'alti. David HaMelech comes and illuminates for us to feel and live this reality of I only want one thing from you. when you say these words, when you say Ach HaShaalti, David HaMelech himself injects you with the real truth serum. If that's what you want. You ask for a lot of other things. The whole goal of everything is just one thing. I want to be close to Hashem. Should give us a little more strength, a little gateway to not read any newspapers, to not think of all the other narishkeitim of what the Yetzer has told me that I am, and to let the Yetzer, to let the Neshama talk a little and to listen and to come to this Ach HaShaalti, Be'ezras Hashem.